Let's check the weather forecast now with Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, will it get drier in the Midwest?
Well, it dries out from northwest to southeast through tomorrow. All of the rain that we're seeing today is focused on the southeast third of the Corn Belt, while areas to the west are completely dry now and even seeing a lot of sunshine. So if you head into Iowa and points west and north, they're seeing a pretty fantastic day, though it is a little bit cool. As we move through early next week, all of those sunny skies and that dry weather moves on to the east. So everybody will be dry by Saturday, and everybody stays dry through at least Tuesday, and temperatures also warm fairly dramatically from west to east. The only unfortunate thing for farmers in the eastern Corn Belt is that temperatures don't really warm up all that much until Monday or Tuesday. So people in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, and then those adjacent areas of Illinois, will be fairly cool over the next 5 days while everybody off to the west turns warmer.
How about after those 5 days? Anything different?
Well, the forecast gets very challenging once we move into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week and then moving forward. There's a pretty simple reason for it, though. We have one large system off in the southwestern U.S. and another large system in the northeastern U.S. by the first half of next week. These systems essentially move independently of the jet stream, and because of that, they just sit there. They don't really move a whole lot on Tuesday into Wednesday. After that, things start to change, and it's a little bit tricky to figure out what's going to happen here. You can pick any computer model you want and look at what it shows us for 7 to 10 days from now and know that that's pretty much not what the weather map is going to look like. So it's a real challenge for meteorologists to take a look at this and try to figure out what is the most likely scenario. We've been doing that here for the last several days, and we've come to a couple of different conclusions, though there is, as we mentioned, a little bit of uncertainty here. But the most likely scenario is for this to happen. That system in the west will move eastward over the course of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week, bringing rain and thunderstorms to the central and southern plains. That includes the wettest areas of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, and eastern Colorado. So that area turns wetter over Wednesday through Friday of next week. Everybody else will be affected by different weather. And the way it looks right now, it appears to us that what we'll see happen is that large system off to the northeast will spin itself out over the course of next week, and that will cause a gush of cooler air to spread outward. So unlike normal weather situations where we look to the west for cool fronts to move in, this cool front will be moving in from the east. So we'll see what we call a backdoor cool front come on through the Corn Belt. That should trigger a few showers and thunderstorms across the Corn Belt starting on Wednesday and then continuing Thursday and Friday. That does include all of the areas that are seeing rain today and tomorrow for that matter. But the point here is that we don't think it will be heavy rain next week. We're thinking scattered quarter inch to three quarter inch amounts across the Corn Belt, while higher totals of half of an inch to 1.5 inches occur in the plains. That's the way it looks right now, and this is going to be the key to everything going forward because we need to get more crops planted.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Mike Tenora with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Yovi Extension's Todd Gleason.